Madam Vice President, we warmly welcome the distinguished delegation of Iraq and thank them for the comprehensive nation report they have submitted today. Turkey always supported Iraq in its difficult times and will continue to do so. We are well aware of the delicate position of the Iraqi government in the face of the recent protests. Although the Iraqi government has made progress on human rights, ensuring security and stability in the country after the territorial defeat of Daesh, the root causes of radicalism such as unemployment, lack of public services and sectarian favoritism have not been fully addressed. These also figure among the driving factors behind the protests. We believe that the Iraqi government will take necessary steps to implement their reform packages to meet the legitimate demands of the protesters. Within this context, we recommend the Iraqi government, one, to follow inclusive policies to strengthen the sense of unity among all ethnic and sectarian groups, two, continue its efforts to achieve fair representation of all groups, both in the Iraqi government and in the administration. We also welcome the decision of the Iraqi government regarding the integration of armed groups into the Iraqi army. We believe that this will contribute to the strengthening of rule of law and the promotion of human rights. Finally, we wish Iraq the very best in its third UPR cycle. Thank you, Madam Vice President.